Sukkah Alf Mishnah Zion. Tikra she'ein aleha maziva. Let's say you have a ceiling that wasn't totally completed, so there was no plaster or cement put on it, so they just had the boards that were nailed in. And now the guy decided that he wanted to make a sukkah. He changed his mind to make a sukkah out of it. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'shamei omer mifakfek v'noitel achas mibein tayim. Uvesil omer mifakfek o noitel achas mibein tayim. So the way Rabbi Yehuda understands this machlokes, we're dealing with boards that are between 3 and 4 tfachim wide. So that's where we had that machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Meir in the previous Mishnah. So according to the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, b'shamei b'shil, we're arguing with the following. B'shamei says you should be mifakfek, which basically means to take out the nails. And the way most Mefarshim explain, the Mechaber says differently, that it just means taking out the nails, but most Mefarshim, most Rishonim learn that Mefakfik also means, besides taking out the nails, to actually pick the boards up themselves and put them right back where they are. V'noitel achas mibein tayim, that's a separate thing. And there what you need to do is that each and every other board has to be taken out and replaced with kosher schach. Now, technically, from 3 to 4, midiraisa, the schach is kosher, and like we said in the previous Mishnah, there's a gzera using boards this width because a person may come to think that he can sit under his house when you have boards that look and resemble like a ceiling. So that's one issue. The second issue is tasa v'loy mina asoy. So the way to get rid of tasa v'loy mina asoy would definitely be, even according to Beis Shammai, the way Rabbi Yehuda explains, would be with either of these two. Because if you're mefakvi, if you take out the nails and then you also lift each one up, you're obviously doing something new to put the schach there. And also, everybody it seems to hold, I'm not exactly sure why, but when you take each and every one of them and replace it with a new one, it's not a problem of tasav alemina also, even though there are some boards, the alternating ones, you're not doing anything to. As far as the issue, though, of tikra, that people will think, what's the difference? I'm sitting under a ceiling. What's the difference between a ceiling and somewhere else? Beis Shammai says you need to do both. Because if you just do, according to Beis Shammai, one of them, so for example, if you just take off an alternating board, that's not enough where people will end up thinking that there's a difference between the sukkah and the rest of their house. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, I also have to mifakfek. I have to take out the nails on the ones that are there too. I have to pick all of them up a little bit, and I also have to take out every other board and replace it with kosher schach. Uveis Hillel Oimrim, mifakfek o notel achas mibein tayim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, they say that one or the other is good enough. That just by the fact that I'm raising and putting down, obviously it's not a problem of tasav lemina osoy when I take out the nails and I lift each one and put it back down, but it's also not a problem of tikra, because everybody knows by the fact that I had to go and do this thing where I had to take out the nails and pick up each board and put it right back, everybody's going to know that I had to do something and they're not going to think that you're going to come to sit under the ceiling of your house. And also the other thing, if I just replace each board, it's not a problem of tasav lemina osoy, and also it's not a problem of tikra, because you did something, you actually changed every alternating board. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, machlekes. Now, I just also want to mention that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda held that anything more than 3 tfachim is not a problem of tikra. So why here does Rabbi Yehuda have an issue of tikra where you have to have some kind of fix for it? So the answer is this is different because here you have something, even though they are between 3 and 4 tfachim, normally it's not a problem. That's just a one-off, one board. But when you have a whole ceiling that's built like this, this really resembles a roof. That's why in such a situation, you have to either replace every other one or you just have to be mefakfik, which is take off the nails and put them right back, and then it's not going to be a problem of tikra. According to Rabbi Meir, like we said in the previous Mishnah, any board that's between 3 and 4 tfachim, I'm not allowed to sit there anyway. So just being mefakfek, according to everybody, whether it's Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, taking out the nails and even picking them up and putting them down, if you're left with boards that are more than 3 tfachim wide, there's going to always be a problem of tikra there. It doesn't matter. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, I have to replace every alternating board with kosher schach, and then it's not a problem of either. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it's not going to be a problem of tikra. The people aren't going to say, once I'm sitting under this, I can sit under the rest of my house, even though it is more than 3 tfachim.